Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love.
And I want to introduce you to a group of fellas. Well, their spokesperson is Dermot O'Brien, and he is one of four rowers who are on team Row Hard or Go Home. Row Hard, I love it. Row Hard or Go Home. It's made up of four friends from Wicklow: Dermot O'Brien, Tom Nolan, Michael Dowling, and Cormac Conroy, right? And they're currently in the middle of a once-in-a-lifetime adventure, a non-stop, unsupported row around the island of Ireland without setting foot on land, okay? And so they've everything they need on board, and they row in 2 hour on, 2 hour off shifts around the clock. Mad stuff. Dermot, how are you?
Good morning, Ian, and good morning to all your listeners, especially anyone heading up the M50 there this morning. We hope we're back into the chaos next week, all going well.
Good man, Dermot. So, how's it going for you? You left Baltimore, I believe, on the 18th of June.
We did indeed, yeah. We left Baltimore. We got a little weather window there of 3.5 days, and we headed clockwise around the country, and it's been going fantastic, yeah. Fantastic, Ian. We're having a great time just this morning. We'll start last night. We had a great reception. We rolled into Wicklow Town last night to a great reception. Hundreds of people there to greet us. It was absolutely fantastic. We had to catch a tide then this morning at 2. So our day started this morning at 2, and we've been rolling it like it's stolen since then. we've picked up an orderly wind, mate. We're heading south. The boys are pumping. Things are going well. We're down there at Blackwater here, and in the sunny southeast, there's no sun, unfortunately, but it is the southeast, and things are really good, yeah.
So you've rowed 565 nautical miles, or plus, at the moment.
Yeah.
So how far have you got to go, Dermot?
We just clocked under 150 miles to go there this morning, Ian.
We're
counting them down now, you know.
So listen, the world record is 32 days. So you're on course now to smash that, aren't you?
Look at Ian, we're a small bathtub in the big ocean here, so you don't know what's going to happen. It's all still to play for, but it's looking very positive. We're going to swing out of these hours, and hopefully we can make it. Bit of bad weather coming in on the weekend.
Yeah.
So, you know, it could go one way or another, but all in all, it's looking very positive. Positive indeed.
Now, Dermot, I don't know what your secret is, but you seem to be wide awake. And I mean, because you're doing this on a 2 hour on, 2 hour off shift, around the clock, I believe.
Yeah, and look at Ian, to be honest now, we've probably had about 25 minutes sleep since this time yesterday. We have been flat out. This morning, we're trying to navigate our way down through the Blackwater here. Anyone knows that water there?
Yeah.
It's tricky water, a lot of reefs, a lot of sandbanks. So when we're off, we're keeping an eye. I'm keeping an eye on the AIS. You know, you're listening out for the Orange Light. There was a bit of a rescue wander earlier. We made a couple of yachts coming out of Arklow this morning. So, mate, we're running on adrenaline. We're on the home stretch now, and there won't be much sleep got for the next couple of days.
Okay, now you're raising money here for Rathdrum Cancer Support and Vartry Rowing Club. So, fair play to you. How much have you raised so far, and what's your target?
Look at the sky's the limit for the target. We keep raising. We had a 5,000 target at the start. We're up over 18,000 there as of this morning.
Wow.
People have been very generous.
Yeah.
Vartry Rowing Club there in Wicklow and George O'Brien, they're a cornerstone of the community. And, you know, these small clubs in these towns just need a few pounds to keep going, and the joy they give people is unbelievable. You know, we all grew up in the 80s and 90s when sports clubs were easily ran. They're very, very expensive things to run these days with insurances and, you know, fixing boats. And Rathdrum Cancer Support, what a group of people they are. Unbelievable. I came across them when I moved back from Australia about 10 years ago. You know, I met a mate of mine, and he was telling me that the Rathdrum Cancer Support was driving his mother to hospital. Couldn't believe it. Bill Porter down there, you know.
Fair play to you.
Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. And we're on GoFundMe there, Ian.
Yes.
Go hard or go home if anyone wants tonight. Now, listen, Ian, we've paid for this trip 100% ourselves. All that money is going directly to charity.
Every penny raised goes directly to charity. It's a GoFundMe, so everybody go on to GoFundMe and help them out. If you like what Dermot and his colleagues are doing here, row hard or go home. That's the name of the one. They'll find that on GoFundMe. Is that right, Dermot,
Absolutely, Very good.
Listen, congratulations, lads. Let us know, gentlemen.
Thanks very much.
Let us know when you reach Baltimore, all right? We need to know. We need to be updated.
We'll be back on the M50 next week.
Now, We are going to the beautiful Wexford, and Clara MacDonald is standing by to do the kickstart.
The kickstart song.
With Actimel. Start your day with Actimel Immune Support.
We just caught you in time, Clara. You're just back and you're heading off again, I believe. This is amazing. You're a bit of a globetrotter, aren't you?
Yeah, it's great to be back in the sunny southeast, but it's nice to get away sometimes too.
So Clara, you're going now, just before you tell us where you've been, you're in CBS Primary School in Wexford Town, you're a teacher, but are they not off on school holidays now at this stage?
They are. Most of our kids are off on holidays, but there are a number of kids who are in doing summer program this week and next week. So there's a group of teachers and SNAs who are in all this week making lots of activities and doing lots of things for the kids. We have lots of special visitors, such as the guards and the army are coming in.
Oh.
So we're really, really lucky and fortunate to be able to do it for all our kids.
Very good. And Clara, you're just back from Qatar and you were working over there as a teacher. And was that a nice experience?
Yeah, it was a great experience working in international schools, playing Gaelic football in my local club over there, Qatar GAA. So it was fantastic to get away, but also to be really close to the Irish community.
Yeah, and I used to listen to the show only once a week, though.
I did. I used to listen on Friday mornings because we were off school on a Friday morning.
Ah.
So that was my routine. It was Gaelic football and Ian Dempsey on a Friday morning.
Yay! I love it. Very good. Okay. That's the real taste of home, isn't it? Bit of GAA and Ian Dempsey on the radio. I love it. And you're not here for long because you're moving. Where are you going next?
I'm moving to Switzerland at the end of the summer to move to a new international school.
All right.
A little bit closer to home, but a little bit nicer weather, I think.
Yeah, very nice. Well, enjoy that over there. And Shauna wants to know if you would visit her bank. She's got a few bob in one of the accounts over there, and she just wants to check that everything is okay. Check her little deposit box.
Yeah, tell her that's no problem. I can sort that out.
Very good. Well, listen, enjoy yourself. Enjoy the summer here. When are you going to Switzerland? Oh, August, is it? Yeah.
August, yeah.
So you've got a month here, and then you're heading off to Switzerland. Well, listen, have a lovely time. Nice talking to you. Thank you for doing this, Clara. You're going to do the kickstart. I'm going to hand it over to you, and we're going to play your song. Here we go.
Thanks a million, Eno. I wanted to wake up the nation today with one of the favourite songs of two very little special people in my life, Avian and Eva Busher. And the song we have chosen is Shake It Off by Taylor Swift, because we think everyone should shake it off at 7 a.m. in the morning. Eno, hit that button.
Time for us to play Waffle. It's a game where we give you a topic. We haven't given it out yet. We give it just before you start. And then immediately, you've got 30 seconds to try and think about it and then waffle about it. And if you match the five keywords about the topic that I've got written down on a sheet of paper in front of me. So I've got five of them. You've got to get all five, okay? That's the waffle ding. Every time you hear that, it means you've got one of them. You've got to get all five because it's worth €1,000. And this has been achieved on numerous occasions, loads of occasions. And we're going to try and get Owen O'Leary to do it in Wicklow. At the moment, Owen is feeding his 11-month-old Luke at the moment. Good morning, Owen. What are you trying to feed Luke?
We're trying to feed him his lovely apples and strawberries pouch.
Oh,
and
lovely.
He has other ideas. It's lovely stuff, but I don't know why he doesn't want it.
Yeah, well, that's easy for you to say now. You know, maybe he wants something else. <yeah. laughs> Maybe he's bored of it. Now, are you giving him the same thing every day?
No. This is actually a treat. Usually he has the boring stuff. We're actually trying to be nice to him today.
Oh, right. It was a special treat. I see.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, well, listen, Owen, I want to wish you the very best of luck with this. It's a sporting theme. It says here rugby or hurling would be your sports of choice. Did you play either?
Yes, I played both. Still think I play rugby, but at a lower level.
Oh, right. And hurling?
Hurling, for many, many moons ago.
You're not the Owen O'Leary, are you? Well, listen, it's neither rugby or hurling, but I think it's a fairly general sport, so let's see how you get on with this. And I've got great confidence about it, so clear the brain, take a few deep breaths, let's reveal what the topic is for you.
Today's waffle topic is
famous soccer players named Gary.
Gary Neville. Gary Neville. Gary. Oh, I don't know. I don't know this one. No, drawing a blank.
What about the guy who used to do Match of the Day?
Oh, Gary Lineker, sorry. No.
Okay, we had Gary Lineker, we had Gary Neville, which is said. We also had Gary Breen, Gary Pallister, Manchester United, Gary Kelly as well. So
I wouldn't
have got them. Well, not to worry, Owen. Listen, hopefully Luke finishes off the old breakfast there.
Hopefully so.
Can get on with your day. Listen, thank you very much for taking part, Owen. Thanks for being with us. Cheers. Good luck. Owen O'Leary there. He is living the life at the moment. A big rugby and hurling fan and unfortunately didn't get those ones right. Gary Lineker, Gary Neville, Gary Breen, Gary Pallister, Gary Kelly. Famous soccer players named, you've guessed it, Gary.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today FM.